Continuing with Vision Destiny 2021, sharing my journals and the things that happened in 2020, some of the key things, some of the things God said, some of the things God unveiled, and what does that mean going forward for us, and how do we pursue the purposes of God in light of the recalibration and the resetting that's been taking on globally, so that we can embrace what God's doing and go forward into it. This shift has been something that God has been preparing me for particularly, but I believe everyone in a sense, so that we'll be ready for the shaking and shifting that's going on in our lives and around the world to bring us into a whole different dimension of kingdom, government and authority. So on the 5th of October, the Father said, "Son, the frequency of sonship is beginning to reach the dimensions and hope is rising for restoration." And I believe that's because we're embracing and carrying the message of hope, that we're beginning to operate in unconditional love and limitless grace, and that is having an effect dimensionally. Son, be persistent and be diligent to ensure that the message of hope contained within the oracles of our heart is broadcast, and we need to be those that broadcast it, that we are the frequency, that we are releasing that frequency. The new world and earth are going through the birthing pangs of the transition to the next age, and the shifting and shaking that this is producing will increase. Now, the difference between the earth and the world, well, I see the world is the people and what the people have actually produced, but the earth is the actual fabric that we live on, the sentient creation. It is vital that the earth shield is strengthened and the love frequencies maintained to guard and protect this process. You know, lots of people around the world have been engaging as an earth shield to protect the earth as a shield of light in relationship and connection and networking together around the earth. Restoration government must be expanded and positioned strategically to legislate during this process. And I believe God is raising up lots of groups, lots of ecclesias, lots of people who are beginning strategically to legislate in this process, understanding the times and the seasons, and actually cooperating with God in it. The weakening of the global control systems and those behind them is beginning to be seen, but there must be kingdom government to replace them. We can't leave a vacuum. We must have the kingdom government in place. The restoration of all things agenda must provide this government to facilitate peaceful transition out of the old into the new. Very often when there's a transition, it isn't anything but peaceful. And you look back in history and you see the end of one civilization or one governmental group, world system, it does not end well. And we need to see that this change that's taking place needs to be governed peacefully. A golden age of union and blessing will rise from the ashes of the old to propel the restoration of all things message into the mainstream. A global awakening of true unconditional love consciousness will drive the well-being economy into global acceptance. Division, competition, conflict and tribalism, which are the four orders of fallen angelic beings controlled by the religious and political spirit and what's behind them, will be brought into the light of consciousness, and protest will be the seedbed for covenant and family. People are going to wake up to this globalization and what it's doing and what's behind it and the fake news and the false media and the false history and the economy and all of that which is behind it. The next age will be a golden age of union, limitless blessing, liberty, as our children and the earth unite in restored relationship. Creation's freedom will be the agenda for the next age, with revolutionary discoveries moving mankind from the survival mode of the DIY tree to the abundance of limitlessness found in the tree of life. And that really is where our source needs to be. As our children become sons, they will take their eyes off their own needs to focus their attention on restoring creation itself. That is our mandate, that's our responsibility, to be fruitful and to subdue and to bring dominion, the dominion of heaven into the earth. There will be an exploration of the dimensions of the cosmos that will unveil the centrality of the earth and mankind to creation's restoration. It centers on us. We are the sons of God. No other creative being is made in this image and likeness of God like we are. Therefore, we are to be a reflection of that out into all the dimensions. Sun align the 12 High Chancellor's houses for the opening of the House of Discoveries to release next age revelation and knowledge. There is going to be an explosion of revelation, which is going to be beyond man's ingenuity, because it's going to come out of heaven. And it's there for us. The House of Discoveries within the Circle of the Deep needs to be opened. So in doing that, these are the sort of things I would do to start facilitating that. My intention through these declarations and decrees is to bring order from what I carry and what I know. It isn't just words. I understand when I call for the precepts, statutes and laws to align with the ordinances of heaven, I know what I'm doing. I've engaged those houses. I know the process. And therefore, when I speak, I'm speaking from experience and testimony. And doing that is to open up the windows of heaven for mantles and weapons. Now, mantles are positions of authority. Weapons or tools are things that enable us to fulfill the mandate and to release scrolls for the commissioning of the Age of Discoveries. And we need those discoveries released. I've been in that house. There are things there, discoveries I can't even describe because they're beyond my ability to describe them, but they're there, and they're going to bring us into a golden age, a age of kingdom, government, and understanding and outworking beyond what we could possibly imagine or think right now. The well-being economy is going to fill the earth. As an ambassador for the Joshua generation and the restoration of all things, I petitioned the Council of 70 for the wheels within wheels to turn, to align the Circle of the Deep for the discoveries of the next age to begin to be released. And we need those discoveries released. The edict was made and the Court of the Fathers convened with the full circle of 48 around the Father to commission the next age government. 24 of elders and 24 of the cloud of witnesses, 12 from the old, 12 from the new, Abraham being the center point from representing one new man in Christ, one people, one family, not two, not multiple, not nations, but one family. The cogs turned slowly into alignment and the ambassadors of the ages released the legislation to facilitate the change of seasons to gather pace. Sun, continue to legislate and administrate love as only a love awakening can bring a peaceful transition. And this is why we must maintain this place of peace. 6th of October. Sun, come, let's walk together in the garden of your heart. Now, I love that. It's a place of intimacy. We went to my secret place. I sat on my swing and the Father gently pushed me. And he said, look at the tapestries. And there were tapestries hanging in the trees representing my destiny. And there were new ones there, or ones now I could see, perhaps, that I couldn't see before because my mind has been expanded somewhat and I can understand things that I couldn't understand before. I saw there were more tapestries than before. These new ones represented the multidimensional reality of I am, that I am living. Yeah, that has been a recent revelation, but it's been building up over the last few years, a deconstruction of my mind, expansion of consciousness, non-linear revelation, living from multiple realms. There was a picture for each set of functions that I live in a quantum moment, that have become the reality of my existence. Son, you have tended and cultivated this place well, and the intimacy of rest can truly be enjoyed. But there is still more expansion needed for a full creational reality. Remember when you first engaged here, before you were even aware of a garden. And this was one of the first places I engaged God, even though I didn't know where it was. With that little bench, with that swing, with the tree and the tapestries. And I've cultivated and tended my garden and expanded it. And now my garden, the garden of my heart, is flowing and filled with life. So the Father continued, now in 10 years you're abiding in the garden of my heart as I abide in yours, but you need to realize the creative potential you have. This is the cradle of your life as a son who will become an ascended father, made in the image and likeness of I am that I am. Son, learn to brood here as you have in my heart. Be inspired to be creative so your imagination can be expanded to match your heavenly consciousness. What I'm capable of in my soul does not yet fully match what my spirit is capable of, and therefore they need to come into an agreement. Change and transformation needs to take place. Son, there are infinite quantum moments here that you can brood into reality, created from the light of your being. Rejoice in your being and be filled with joy unspeakable, full of your creative glory, as that will be your strength. This is where you can truly see who you are as you engage my face in deep intimacy within yourself. There is another wheel within a wheel that is capable of amazing creativity when you learn to align your 12 houses. Yes, son, you have a circle of the deep within you, with 12 houses that are a fractal of the Chancellor's houses as you were a Chancellor. Son, the Merkabah has many more dimensions to it than you will discover as you learn to creatively brew here. And so much of levels of understanding. You receive a level, you have some encounter, it opens your mind, and that then it needs to be maintained and experienced and become a testimony of life. Then you can go to a deeper level. And the Merkabah are so many different levels, and one of them is connected to the 12 houses, circles of spheres within balance, within the tree of life, spirit, soul, and body in union, bringing heaven and earth into agreement. I could see it now, the connections within that reflect the heart of God and the creative process. And we are a being that is designed to be one, and in oneness to be in that union with Father, Son, Spirit. The Merkabah being the point of connection between dimensions where everything can be in perfect harmony and balance. I pondered and mused in that quantum moment, and infinite possibilities of creative realities just streamed before me. I felt completely at rest, knowing that I am within the Father and the Father is within me. Even when faced with infinite choices, it isn't overwhelming. It's just amazing opportunity. I was overflowing in the joy set before me, rejoicing as I pondered the creative potential. 7th of October. Son, you are destined to be. Yes, just be. But to be has so much more than you can presently imagine or think. And then the Father started to unveil what it is, or some of the concepts of to be. And I would encourage you to ask for that meditation, or engage that meditation or with the Father for a revelation of what it is for you to be, to just be. Forget all the doing and just come into the identity of being. And then he gave me a list of things, just a beginning of the reality of being. To be loved unconditionally. Now that is not just something to say, that is something to experience in total, complete and utter fullness. To be filled with unspeakable joy and full of glory. To be at rest. To be at peace. To be content. To be satisfied. To be fulfilled. To be whole. To be immortal. Now, each one of those, you could spend a whole meditation just engaged and still only scratch the surface of what it is to be at rest, peace, content, satisfied, fulfilled, whole, immortal. And that's just one bit that goes on. To be creative, what does that mean? To be one, to be in union, to be perfected, to be one spirit with God, to be in I am that I am, to be seated in heavenly places, to be in the quantum moment, to be in multidimensional realms, to be limitless and unrestricted, to be abundant and overflowing, to be free, to be, see, know, do, go. to be all you're destined to be. To be a convergence of time and eternity. To be a chancellor. To be an ambassador. To be a king and a son. To be an ascended father. To be in the name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh. To be of the order of Melchizedek. To be a priest, king, oracle, and legislator. To be enthroned in the heavenly realms. To be beyond, beyond. To be in the heart of the Father. To be reconciled, renewed, restored. To be called, chosen, justified, glorified. And all of these things, we need to go into the depth of them. To be safe and secure in the Father's arms of love. To be who I am, says I am. To be. Son, this is just a small glimpse of what it is to be. There is still so much more to be unveiled. Rest in being. Rejoice in being. Revel in being. Son, to be is past, present, and future simultaneously. Son, to be all in all. Son, the restoration of all things is the restoration of being. Son, enjoy being. 12th of October. Son, it's time to mobilize the Joshua generation to action. Prepare for limitless grace demonstrations. Now, to do that, you have to be. You have to know your identity and be within that identity. The global awakening to the conscious reality of who we truly are is beginning to take place, so look for the signs of more global figures coming out. Awaken to the truth. This new reality begins with the household of God coming to a realization that they've been controlled by the religious and political spirit. They are controlled by the accuser's Luciferian agenda. Now, I had no idea what that meant, but God said it, so I then had to find out, well, what does that mean? I understand the religious political spirit to a degree. I understand Jesus warned us about that. But what's behind that? And what the Father was saying is there is an agenda which has come out of the fallen one, the Luciferian agenda. Now, Lucifer is a name, and it's a Hebrew English thing, translation of a Hebrew word, which really means son of the morning or dawning, you know, but it has connotations of light and light bearer and other things. So I looked up to understand this. And here is a description of it. Lucifer is a symbol of enlightenment, independence, and human progression. Now that is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and is often used interchangeably with similar figures from ancient beliefs, such as the Greek Titan Prometheus or the Jewish Talmudic figure Lilith. The basis of Luciferian philosophy cultivates and encourages individuality, self-determined choices based on strategic application and continually seeking to enhance the will via overcoming challenges. It's about self. It's about humanism. It's about independence from God. This system of belief is the outworking of all the DIY independence of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil path. Using both the political and religious and economic systems to achieve its humanistic goals of self-rule. The false doctrines of those spirits have infiltrated the beliefs of so many and are being exposed. And the link to the Hebrew roots movement is about to be challenged. Now, God has been speaking to me a lot over the last few years about not coming back under the law, not coming back under Hebraic thinking, not coming back to a legalistic mindset, a duty, obligation, law-driven lifestyle, being aware that to live in grace. And so there are links between the political and religious spirit and how that's outworked in this understanding of the Hebrews roots movement. This is something that Father said. I didn't know what it was, but I had an inkling. Son, as you know, our heart is to honor, so maintain love for those who are deceived during this process. And we've all been deceived, and probably still all are deceived to a measure, because we don't know the fullness of the omniscience of God. Therefore, we're open to deception. But the closer we get to the heart of God, the easier it is to discern that deception. Things that are hidden in darkness are going to come into the light of love and limitless grace and will be scandalized and exposed. It is going to create a huge shaking and furor within the religious systems, the political systems, the world systems, even history itself. The futility of man's agendas will become apparent as failure after failure will be exposed and the ideologies and isms will fail. Man-made systems of government, man-made systems of anything, man-made cultural systems will fail because they're all sourced in the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. They're not coming from the tree of life agenda. The end of the old is the beginning of the new, so legislate for the transition to be peaceful and hopeful. Son, come into the realm of light in perfection and be, to see the perfect state of our desires and intentions. And that's a wonderful place to be. Immediately as I entered the dark cloud and came into the light of the truth, I was drawn to one facet of his wondrous face, and there was light pulsating and emanating, radiating from his face. The glorious splendor and majesty of pure perfection overwhelmed me as in I amness, all as it should have always been. All was as it should have always been. And that's a wonderful state of being, and so motivating. The rest of love, joy, and peace cocooned me as my reality was immersed in well-being. This was deeper than I'd ever been into the reality of who I am that I am truly is before. And this was going deeper and deeper into the reality of God and therefore the reality of myself. I was just being as I absorbed the light of truth to be who I always was meant to be in a reality that was always intended to be. Son, you will soon engage the firestones once more for the next season of change and transformation to be revealed. Embrace the fire for the joy set before you, full of hope and glory, so creation can respond to the light of the rising of our children to sonship. Son, there will be signs in the heavens and the earth that will be clear pointers that you will recognize as significant that others might miss, so be diligent and vigilant. And we're not talking about blood moons and all of that stuff. We're talking about different sorts of things which will indicate change is taking place. With great change comes great opposition, so be careful to maintain honor in love to those who resist the challenges to deception. Rest in the light of perfection and learn to be. 13th of October. Son, the truth will reveal the truth. The truth as Jesus will reveal the truth, the reality. Be careful who you share the revelation about the global deception with. Now, God started to speak to me a lot about this global deception, the great deception. And I'm uncomfortable with it. I've got to confess, I find it quite difficult. I find it quite difficult that actually a lot of the things I believed in history to be true, actually, there's doubt cast against them as this deception is unveiled. And, you know, who's controlled history and who's controlled the media and who's controlled what has been written. I realized that a lot of what I just assumed was true isn't necessarily true. But sharing that is quite difficult. So I share it in veiled terms. I don't feel that I have full release to share everything that the Father's sharing. And I know others are also receiving this truth. And I've talked with a few of them. So I understand it is very difficult. For some, it will come too soon in their journey of deconstruction to handle, and they will default to many old positions in defense of what they've believed is incontrovertible truth, and it isn't. For some, this revelation will come at the right time, and their eyes will be open to accept the reality that the whole world has been hoodwinked into accepting the deception of history itself. Now, hoodwinking is a Freemasonry term, and it's what is done. A hood is put over people when they make declarations and confessions in becoming brought into Freemasonry, that they're not really aware of what they're really saying and doing. And therefore, the term hoodwink comes out of that. And it's a deception. And the whole of Freemasonry is based in the same Luciferian system. This exposing of the great deception is part of the process to remove global economic, religious, media, and political systems behind this great conspiracy. The spirit of independence behind the religious and political spirit about which Jesus warned the early church has infiltrated all man-made systems and now controls them all. The great global awakening of love consciousness will challenge the control of the political and religious systems and media manipulation to expose the agendas behind them. Son, only the kingdom of God cannot be shaken, and it is the government of peace that is increasing to replace the DIY solutions and false mountings of all humanistic culture. The mountain of the house of the Lord is rising. Beware the leaven of the Hebraic roots movement, which has infiltrated the mystic movement, as it will resist the exposure of its hidden and deceptive links to both Zionism and Marxism. Now, most people aren't aware of the roots of Christian Zionism, Zionism, Marxism, and would be very, very surprised if they saw its Luciferian roots, and that which is looking for a false one-world system of government. The political right and left are unaware of their economic and religious roots in the false religion of Talmudic Judaism that has an agenda for world domination and control. If you have any insight into the Talmud, and you read what the Talmud says, you'll realize that it promotes the religion that the Jewish people are supreme, and that all the Gentiles, or Goyim, as they're called, will be in subjection or submission and will serve, and that is their whole agenda. And that's what's behind the agenda that is driving a lot of the economic and political systems we've seen. But they're unaware of it. They don't understand what's driving the political right and the political left are actually a thing which will cause conflict between them, without a doubt. And conflict comes from this division. But actually, there's a system behind it which is controlling it all. Son, your mandate is to reveal the eschatological deception of dispensationalism and its Zionism. And its links to mixed covenant theology. And this is where, when you start mixing covenants and when you start mixing the old and the new, you pollute it and you remove the purity. That's why in Revelation it talks about hot and cold, but lukewarm mixture will be spewed out of God's mouth. And in reality, when we start mixing old and new, when we start mixing Christianity and Judaism, and when we start mixing all these things, then we're actually being deceived by what's behind all of this. The pollution of the new with the old is your message, so our children can be set free from the deception of the law that has infiltrated the new covenant. And I'm passionate about living in grace. The hidden links between Hebraic root Zionist agenda and the economic control system must be exposed and brought into the light of truth. Son, only limitless grace revelation can bring those deceptions into the light of truth. The economic control systems are in partnership with the Zionistic controlled media who are behind both the left and right of the political systems. The hidden agendas behind it all is to bring the whole world, cosmos, and dimensions under the control of the Luciferian darkness of theonomy. Now, again, sometimes you have to look up these things. But from the Father's perspective, the idea of theonomy and the idea of a government that is controlling the world through law is abhorrent. And the Father said, this is the perversion, pollution, and mixture of the new with the old. Now, here's a definition of theonomy. Theonomy, from theos, God, and nomos, law, is a hypothetical form of government in which society is ruled by divine law. Theonomists hold that divine law, including the judicial laws of the Old Testament, should be observed by modern societies. And this is the agenda that we've got to resist. And actually, people are being hoodwinked and drawn into accepting Judaism as Christianity, and it isn't. The greatest deception, that all will think that they are following the light when in reality they're being hoodwinked into following the darkness. Son, legislate for the exposure of the great deception and for the safety of those who will bring this into the light of truth. And people who are going to bring this out are going to be in danger. Maybe physical danger, but mostly danger of coming under the accusations and the emotional pressure of where those accusations are coming from. 14th of October. Son, to expose the lies and deception of the religious and political spirit, there must also be the revealing of the truth, of the true nature of our kingdom and its governmental purpose. Only awakening of all consciousness throughout all the dimensions to our true character and nature will expose the deception that is bondage. It is only limitless grace and unconditional love in light that have the power to remove the deception of darkness. The religious and political systems have so successfully deceived the world that they celebrate as victory what in fact was defeat. The whole of history has been distorted to make lies the truth, and the truth lies by the economic-led media system so that their narratives keep people deceived. Son, you will find that little of what you have been taught in history is really the truth. It has been spun to fit the DIY tree agenda. When the truth comes into the light, many will still not believe it, as much of their life's agenda has been driven to follow the wrong path. Legislate for limitless grace to be released to prepare hearts and minds for the shock that's coming. Only experiencing unconditional love firsthand will be enough to create the environment where hatred can be turned to love. Remember that we do love the world and that we came in person to demonstrate that. Our children must release such unconditional love into the world that it awakens our children from their induced deceptive sleep. Only great shaking will reveal the darkness that has been perceived as light and light as darkness within so much of history, and that has twisted the perception of our very nature. Our righteousness and justice has been perverted to mean negative judgment and retributive justice rather than restorative. The restoration of all things message must become mainstream to prepare our children's lives to be transformed from darkness to light. When the light of the world shone with truth, men loved darkness, so they rejected the light. It says that in the first chapter of John's Gospel. So love's light must shine through our sons with such brilliance that the truth will be accepted and received. And that is why we can do greater works than Jesus did as one man on the earth, because we are one new man in Christ. And that is why one new man in Christ is so opposed and is so challenged, and so a lot of teaching and theology and doctrine to separate that one new man in Christ into old and new, Israel, church. All of these divisions, all of these dichotomies come from the same basic root, keeping us from the union and oneness that one new man in Christ will be able to release such light that the darkness will be exposed. Son, do not underestimate the power of the restoration of all things message to reveal the truth of unconditional love expressed as limitless grace. The glory of sonship has the power to bring freedom to the whole of creation only when our sons truly know who they are, because they know who we are. The restoration of all things message has the power to reveal the truth, even when the world is covered in deep darkness of deception. Son, shine brightly as an ambassador of the restoration of all things with love's light and truth. 15th of October. Son, rest in the knowledge of the truth of who we are as love, and who you are as a son of love's light. Arise and shine. It is time for you to be revealed in the light of truth, to expose the works of darkness that are keeping our children deceived. Now, I'm uncomfortable with this. This is not something I particularly want. And I'm not saying it's just me who's been given this commission. There are lots of people who are being awakened right now to some of the deception that's taking place. But there are also an awful lot of people who are in mixture and mixing the old and the new. Even though they're getting some revelation, there's still mixture in it. Son, your mandate is to focus on being the light, not on exposing darkness. So be positive, not negative, and let the light do its work. The truth will always win out in the end because it is the light, and it is, and its frequency will be higher and will entrain all the lower frequency lies into its light. As the truth is spoken, the light is released and resonance begins to take place. But make sure the truth is motivated and released in love, or it will not have sufficient light. The truth spoken in anger, vengeance, fear, or any other negative emotion carries no light and will bring no entrainment to light, only entrenches darkness. The motive of truth must be loving kindness, not self-righteousness. It is not about winning an argument or proving a point, but freeing a person from deception. Son, the truth that you know from face-to-face, heart-to-heart encounters, when released in love, will bring freedom, but intellectual knowledge will just cause arguments and conflict. Releasing intellectual knowledge, even if it is true, will only divide and cause more conflict and tribalism, so only release revelation that's directly from our heart. The spirit of truth is love and is the way that brings light and life and not darkness and destruction. The object of speaking the truth in love is to build up, not pull down, so ensure love is always at the heart of what you release. When you legislate for the truth to be revealed, always do so with compassion for those who are living in the deception of lies as they think what they believe is the truth. And we've all done that, and we all still are there, I'm sure. Always legislate with love for people, not for facts or results, as the end never justifies the means if our children are damaged in the process. Always seek our heart of love and compassion before radiating the light of truth to bring freedom from deception. Son, this mandate will not be easy, so brood over it, motivated from the realm of light in the cradle of life until love fills every part of the process. The quantum lumens will not be activated by anything other than pure love, so take whatever time is needed to be motivated by the purity of our heart. Arise and shine with love's light, as sons of light and truth, to be the catalyst for freedom from the global deceptions of the religious and political spirit agendas and that which is behind it. 20th of October. Son, you will need to trust us during this season ahead as the opposition against you will increase and many will walk away and reject you. Your journey towards the restoration of all things must take you on this path to expose the great deception that is behind the political and religious spirit agendas. The control systems of media and economy, politics and religion will be brought into the light of truth, but many who have invested heavily will struggle to accept the truth. The religious agendas of the Hebrew Roots movement are hidden to those who are unwittingly leading people into bondage. The religious and political spirit that has infiltrated the church systems has deceived many to create division by becoming political. The truth is that behind the political agendas of the left and right is a Luciferian religious spirit, also masquerading behind all false religions, including Islam and Judaism. The communistic left Marxist agendas and the far right Zionist agendas are supported by the Talmudic Jewish controlled media and bankers who fuel the conflicts to create division in both the religious and political systems. The deception of the futurist eschatology of dispensationalism that has created the doctrine of Christian Zionism has divided the one new man in Christ into an earthly and a heavenly people. There is only one new man in Christ. There is no Jew, Gentile, born free, male, female. One new man in Christ, containing all the people of God, all the children of God, even if they don't know it yet. There is and has only ever been one people of God. One world government based on Talmudic Judaism is the mask, the Luciferian agenda, that is counterfeit kingdom. And again, we've got to be so careful that we don't aren't deceived by this. Son, exposing this deception will create huge waves of opposition from those who have bought into the lies of Hebraic roots. Now, this is a description of some of what the Hebraic roots movement is. If you look it up, and I'd encourage you to look it up, there's a Wikipedia article about it showing where the religious roots come from, but some of what's behind it. says the Hebraic Roots Movement revealed that God had foreordained four major moves for the 20th century: Pentecostalism, faith healing, charismatic movement, and finally the Hebraic Roots Movement. And I'm not saying that there can't be truth in some of this, but then you add the last bit in, and then it makes it valid because the first three have already taken place. And this puts it into a way which so many people buy into. In this false prophecy, the Hebraic Roots Movement is the final stage of empowerment before Christ returns. That is not true. The kingdom of God filling the earth is what will bring in the ages to come. Not the rapture, not the millennium, not any of that stuff, which are all tied to that movement. Stand firm, do not waver, as I will shine the light of truth to expose the agendas of the religious spirit behind the return to following Jewish festivals, dates, and culture. This is such a mixture of covenants and is causing so much confusion. And I really warn you against this. Do not get back into Jewish dates, following a Judaistic festivals and culture. Why? We are a new creation. We don't have to live in an old, obsolete covenantal system. Yes, it pointed to the truth, but the truth is here. Why look back when we can look forward? My people are being led astray into coming back under an obsolete covenantal system of law-based mentality that focuses on the types and the shadows that were only meant to point to the full new covenant fulfillment that Jesus is mediating. All the promises of the types and shadows are now fully realized in Jesus, the mediator of a better covenant. 2 Corinthians 1:20, for as many are the promises of God, in him they are yes, therefore also through him is our amen to the glory of God through us. And we must come into agreement with this fulfillment in Christ. Christ is the fulfillment, and we are in Christ, positioned in him, included in him. In the Mirror Bible it says this, 2 Corinthians 1:20, in him the detail of every single promise of God is fulfilled. Jesus is God's yes to your total well-being. In our union with him, the amen that echoes in us gives evidence to his glorious intent through us, the restoration of all things. This deception is linked to the political spirit Zionist agenda of the right and the Marxist agenda of the left to maintain the control of this Jewish Talmudic Jewish economic system that thrives on division and conflict. Son, trust us and do not be afraid to continue legislating for the great shift to bring the deception into the light of the truth. Many of those teaching Hebrew roots theology do not know the political and religious spirit agendas influence them, as they are deceived, but they are putting many of our sons back under bondage. Son, this mandate that I have given you and others will generate much opposition and accusation, but you must keep a loving and forgiving heart that honors and respects those who reject you. History has been hoodwinked by this agenda to keep the real truth of who is behind all the counterfeit systems of religion and politics hidden. The Talmudic Jewish control media has created its own version of history to hide the truth of the satanic Luciferian agenda at work that has been behind all one world government empires right throughout history, creating a name for themselves. It's the Babylonian outworking, which has affected all the dimensions. Son, the kingdom of God is the only solution to the global false systems that must be shaken and removed. Only an awakening of global consciousness to unconditional love and limitless grace that will reveal who we really are can expose the great deception. Only love will win, as it is pure truth, and only the shining of love's light has the power to remove religious and political spirit-inspired deception. Arise and shine with the light of love into the dark, deep darkness that covers the earth to unveil the truth, and we will be with you. Now, this is a difficult session to share, and you know it's uncomfortable, and I know I'm not being specific, and I want you to go to God and find out for yourself. Ask him what the deception is. Ask him where the roots are. Ask him to unveil it. I'm not going to go into detail at this point. Other people may well, and I know of people who are preparing to release truth and light that will unveil history's deception and where all of these things and the present political, religious spirits operating within that whole Hebrew roots and everything around that, seeking to get us back unto a theonomy of the law. All of that mixture of Judaism, Christianity, Zionism, Christian Zionism, all of that political stuff, and so many people are getting drawn into this political arena. And I'm not being political here. I'm not saying the right or left are good. I'm not saying anything, any political system has the power to change the world or find the solution to the problems. It can't. Only the kingdom of God can. And I'm totally committed to the kingdom of God filling the earth. So I don't want to get into conspiracies, and I don't want to get into all of this deep state conspiracy. This is not my agenda. My agenda is to help people come into the light and not be deceived, to come back under a system which will keep them from unconditional love and limitless grace, and will stop creation being set free, because it's darkness, not light. My whole agenda here is the restoration of all things message. I'm not coming political. I'm not politically motivated. I'm not motivated by any conspiracy per se. But I do want to see the truth reveal. And I want to see people come into a thing. And I want to warn people against the deceptions, particularly coming from this whole Hebrew roots thing and Zionism. Be aware. Be warned. Take it back to God. Ask God for yourself. And I know people are so genuine and they believe so genuinely that teaching Hebrew and learning all the festivals and keeping all the festivals, you know, is genuinely something that God wants them to do. I just want you to find that. Ask God for yourself whether that's true. You know, God spoke this stuff to me. I'm sharing what he said. I'm not trying to spin it. This has not been something which is just new to me now. The specifics are new, but this goes back for me 30, 40 years into the 80s, where a revealing of the false eschatology of dispensationalism and Zionism within that was revealed back then. And through all that time, you know, I've seen, looked on as there's so many theological and doctrinal deceptions that are keeping people from their identity as sons of God, separating them, separating things up in a dichotomy of two peoples, earthly and heavenly, physical people of the land and spiritual people, all of this. There is one new man in Christ. There is no Jew or Gentile. There is no division or separation. There is just one inclusion in Christ for the whole of the family of God. They don't know it, but it's true. And I want to encourage you to embrace the truth. Engage in that place of rest. There are some huge shocks coming, which will shock people to the very foundational core of what they've believed about history itself. And I want to help you prepare for those shocks by asking you to engage God for yourself. Come to a place of rest and allow him to unveil and deconstruct the religious systems and constructs and political constructs and cultural constructs that are operating within our minds so that we can embrace the truth. So I encourage you, just again, just close your eyes as we go into a short activation. Close your eyes and come to a place of rest. Fix your eyes on the light. Fix your eyes on the truth. Begin to think of the name of Yod Heh Vav Heh. Begin to breathe in, deeply breathe in, slowly breathing in, and breathe out to the rhythm of Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey. Breathe in slowly, become more at peace, at rest, and be still. Enter into a state of still rest. And from that place, let the revelation of who God is, the revelation of who you are, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am light. Be still and know that I am light. Be still and know that I am light. Be still and know that I am truth. Be still and know that I am truth. Be still and know that I am truth. Be still and know that I am love, joy, peace. So rest in the light of truth and love. Be cocooned in light. Invite love, joy, peace to flow through you, to flow around you, to create an atmosphere around you. Embrace that atmosphere, filled with love, filled with joy, filled with light. Surrounded with light, the light of love. Safe place. We're under an open heaven. Set your desires upon engaging the Father. Wherever the Father takes you, whatever the Father wants to reveal to you, be open to the truth. Ask the Father to reveal the truth. Ask the Father to reveal if there's anything that you believe which is not the truth. Come into the realm of light and perfection. To see as it always has been and always will be and always is, from the perfect state. Let the light of truth shine. Let the light of truth shine. Let the light of truth bring you into the true revelation of who God is and who you are as a son. And embrace whatever the Father wants to reveal to you. Open your hearts, open your minds. To engage the way, the truth, and the light. To engage the life and the light of love.